A handful of pickup trucks and trailers are parked in a half moon around a corral filled with ambivalent-looking sheep. In the distance, you can hear a distinct buzz. Some of the sheep stand heads down in a chute leading up into a trailer. Inside, the ewes wait, like ladies at the beauty parlor, against a railing that drops down every so often. When it does, the sheep shearer gets to work. Each ewe weighs about 190 pounds, but they don't put up a fight. In fact, they seem pretty indifferent as clippers buzz the wool off their hind legs, around their backside, up their belly, over their neck, and down their back. The whole process is done in about 5 minutes, and the fleece comes off like an orange peel. The freshly shaven sheep is pushed through a trapdoor on the opposite side of the trailer. Then shearer John Balderson reaches for another one. He gets it into position. The sheep is nearly sitting up, with its back resting against his legs. This is the right way to do it.
I'll never forget when I first learned I was shearing away, and this old-timer, he was watching me shear, and he said, "Well, I never seen it done like that before, but it might work." And all of a sudden, the light come on, and I started paying attention, you know, watching the other guy shear.
Balderson's been shearing sheep for as long as he'd like to remember. It's filthy, and he says it leaves him feeling like there's a knife stuck in his side. But at 63 years old, he makes it look easy.
I partied one night in Weezer all night and drove clear to Sun Valley and drove way up in the mountains there. And I sheared 134 head with no sleep that night before lunch and half a day. It rained that afternoon, and I was kind of glad because I was about burnt out. But when I was 58 years old, there was a couple of kids from Eastern Idaho said that they was going to beat me. They was 24, and I said, "Not today," and I sheared 226 that day.
In a larger trailer next door, the frenzy of sheep, clippers, and men is constant. Little curls of wool float through the air and swirl around on the floor. Frank Schertz owns these sheep. He's a third-generation rancher. He says the shearing part just isn't for him.
Oh, God, I wouldn't be able to walk by tonight. I haven't sheared for hardly any for 20, 25 years. Yeah, I never did like it.
It's November. Idaho's winter is setting in, and although the sun is shining, the wind is biting. So why shear sheep now?
I get asked that all the time. What are you shearing those sheep for? Well, I like to shear them ahead of lambing.
In other parts of Idaho, lambing season doesn't come around until the spring. But for Schertz, lambs will start to appear on his ranch in Wilder in January. Most of his ewes are pregnant right now with two or three lambs, and they've also been carrying about 10 pounds of wool on their backs.
You take 10 pounds of this wool, and it starts raining, and their ewes are heavy, pregnant, and they're packing that weight, and you soak that in water. How much is there? Another 40 pounds? I don't know. I mean, it's heavy. You know, if it wasn't better, I wouldn't do it. I'm not doing it to be mean to them. They got to be sheared.
Although they look a little naked when they come out on the other side of that trailer, the sheep will grow a thin layer of wool, or coat over, as Schertz puts it, in about 10 days. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Schwinn.